Hey, you seem familiar. Wait, are you from Peru? Amazing! That's something you don't get to see every day here. Do you have time? Come with me, please. I'll show you something. 10 minutes later, on a quick journey with a friendly random stranger. And this is what I like to call my office. It doesn't matter what my job is, but if you want to know, I'll tell you a little story. A long time ago, at a Peruvian school.
And today, kids, we are going to learn about NYC.
New York, miss?
Yes, Yorkie.
Nice. That's my name.
And since then, everything was clear.
That's it. I'll go to New York City when I grow up. I want to know all about it. I bet it's the prettiest American city.
I had a dream and did everything to make it happen. I found out everything about New York City. I looked for ways to go there to study. But above everything, I studied English. I read English. I spoke English.
My name is York.
I listened to English. I breathed English. And only then, I knew the Big Apple was going to be mine. About 15 years later, I was ready to go and make my dream come true. I just couldn't wait. Finally, there I was. And you may be wondering, why would you want to go to New York? It's very simple.
Here it is. Man, I hope I'm doing well so far.
And I couldn't be luckier.
Get ready, York College.
Here comes York.
I entered York College and studied to be a great journalist. I was treated well and made many good friends. I learned a bunch of useful things. In the blink of an eye, I was standing up on the stage with my degree, awards, and job offers. Many of them for being the only Peruvian to finish at the very top of the class. But then, I realized that working is nothing like university.
Vegas! Come here now!
What the heck did I do wrong now?
One day, while talking with a friend, it came to me.
Hey, York, how are you doing with the boss? Seems like he doesn't like you at all.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
You need a break, dude, or another job.
Yeah, but where?
Why don't you start your own magazine?
Start my own magazine? That's a great idea. I'll work on it immediately.
It was just a matter of time until I finally published the first Peruvian magazine in NYC.
It's going to be called Cardeen.
Cardeen's first issue was published almost 5 years ago, with 4,000 copies sold, and me as the chief editor. Fortunately, we built it up with time and hard work.
Perfect. Another great issue.
And that, my friend, was how I got here. Now I can honestly say that this wouldn't have become true without effort, dedication, and English. Yeah, lots and lots of English.